taking care of lawns in the summer. We're visiting today with Doug Soldat, University of Wisconsin Extension Turfgrass and Urban Soil Specialist, Department of Soil Science, UW-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Lori Kolb. What tips and suggestions do you have for people who want the green grass on their side of the fence?
One of the most important things you can do is have a sharp mower blade. Half of Americans don't do anything to their lawn other than mow it. If you want the best results, sharpen your blade every year.
What about putting on fertilizer, weed control?
Fertilization is an important step to not only having a good-looking lawn, but one that benefits the environment. So a thick stand of grass actually slows down the water that's running across and helps it soak into the ground. And our research has shown that if you fertilize 2 to 3 times a year, that's kind of the sweet spot for having a nice thick lawn, but not getting towards the point where we're doing damage to the environment with too much fertilizer.
What types of grass are best for Wisconsin climates?
The best grasses for Wisconsin are, for sunny lawns, Kentucky bluegrass. That grass is king. For shady sites, you want to mix in fine fescue, and specifically Chewing's fine fescue, hard fescue, and red fescue.
What are some issues that are of most concern to homeowners? How are they trying to fix their lawns?
One of the top questions we get every year is about dog spots. The dog pees in the lawn and that spot dies. And probably the best solution to that is to actually train your dog to pee in a spot off of the lawn. But if you can't do that, you can try following the urination with water. That will dilute down the urine and not kill the grass. That's hard to do too. So really just be prepared to fix those spots with a bit of topsoil, a grass seed mixture, and maybe a dash of fertilizer.
And when is the best time to fertilize your lawn?
The best times to fertilize are, we recommend sort of following a holiday schedule. So Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day. 4th of July application is maybe optional.
So what should people think about in the fall? What should people do to their lawns to get it ready for the winter?
Fall is the best time to control weeds and also to seed thin areas too. So a lot of times in the fall we're thinking about moving on to other things, but it's actually the best time to take care of and improve your lawn. We recommend using a liquid rather than a granular weed killer. Liquid is more effective and you can spot treat much more effectively. That is, just spray the weed that you're trying to control. Between about August 15th and September 15th is the best time to put down new grass seeds.
We've been visiting today with Doug Soldat, University of Wisconsin Extension Turfgrass and Urban Soil Specialist, Department of Soil Science, UW-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Lori Kolb.